WGNS, Murfreesboro.
This is FM 100.5, 101.9, AM 1450, and WGNSradio.com. Rutherford County's place to talk. Stand by, Rutherford County. The WGNS Action Line continues a search for truth.
Good morning to you. Welcome into the Action Line from WGNS. Sort of a nippy morning. That is putting it mildly. It is flat cold out there. And again, I want to remind you, if you just tuned in and have not heard, you've been sleeping late. But we'll go ahead and tell you, the Rutherford County Schools are opening 2 hours late. Rutherford County Schools 2 hours late this morning. And Murfreesboro City Schools are opening on time. 23 degrees outside. That's the real temperature. The wind chill is quite a bit below that. It is really cold outside, so dress appropriately. Dr. Russell McKissick is our guest this morning. He's with the Tennessee Orthopedic Alliance. First of all, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Good to have you with us today.
Glad to be here.
He is involved in their sports medicine department there at TOA, and TOA here in Murfreesboro is in the DePaul building right there at 1800 Medical Center Parkway on St. Thomas Rutherford Hospital's campus. So, first of all, good to have you with us today.
Thanks for having me.
And you come with a great background. You've practiced for many, many years and have a solid background. Where did you get your degree?
Yeah, I grew up in Knoxville, Tennessee. I went to Lipscomb University for my undergrad degree. Then went to medical school at University of Tennessee, Memphis. And then after that, when you specialize in orthopedics, you do a residency program. So I went to San Antonio, Texas, where I did a five-year residency program and then another year of fellowship training in sports medicine and joint replacement.
Okay, when we think about sports medicine, we usually think of football, basketball, things of that sort, injuries while playing sports. Is that still a workable definition, or has the definition of sports injuries changed?
I think that's a good definition. We've got, but there's a wide range of athletes out there. So there's the people that we go watch play at MTSU or on our high school basketball courts or football fields. But all of us have a little bit of an athlete in us, and so there's an athletic-type injury that you get that are treated with somebody that has a specialty like mine to fix those things.
I was listening to one of our radio shows, one of our sports shows here the other day, and they were talking about injuries from cheerleaders having injuries, and then they're calling that a sports injury. Has that definition been included in the medical world, or is that just our guys up here talking?
No, absolutely. I mean, any sort of athletic event, anything where I would almost say anything you're doing that you're getting your heart rate up and you injure yourself, you can kind of call that an athletic injury. Obviously, there's people that are on teams, and that seems to follow more in line with that definition. But anything you're doing where you're being active and you hurt yourself, that kind of falls under the definition.
That almost sounds like if you're excessive on a treadmill.
Can be, yeah. I've seen all different kinds of injuries. But, yes, that's, anything where you're doing where you feel like you're, like I said, getting your heart rate up or doing something active, I'd call that a sports injury.
Okay. I would guess that the most important thing is to call a physician quickly. Don't see if it's going to get better.
Right. There's a few kind of, nagging soreness type of injuries. You overdo it a little bit and your knee hurts. That's kind of one thing that might get better on its own. And, if there's an obvious pop, twist, swelling, can't put weight on your extremity, can't move the wrist or shoulder, that's kind of something you need to get in to see us for.
Okay. So these are things you need to be thinking about. Do we seem to have more sports injuries in the summer months or in the winter months, or are they pretty equally divided?
It kind of follows the sports. So summer is a little busier just because people are outside doing more things. So you may not call it a sports injury, but, you know, you wreck your four-wheeler or something like that, you can get a sports-type injury. So people are outside doing more things in the summertime. Fall football keeps us busy. Then that rolls right into basketball. So it's kind of a year-round thing, but I would say football season's probably the busiest just because of the sort of collisions and things like that are going on there.
I would guess from your definition of getting your heart rate up and things of that sort, aggressive yard work might fall into that too.
I've seen some torn rotator cuffs and all kinds of things from working out in the yard, so absolutely.
So, and some people use that as their therapy. This is their way to get away from the tensions of the day, and they go at it with the vigor of a sports enthusiast almost.
That's right, and so just kind of tempering yourself when you're out there so you're not overdoing it could decrease the chance of you getting yourself hurt out there.
And for the real yard enthusiast, there's no season that ends. I mean, I have a friend who is, even on the coldest days, out doing something, blowing leaves, raking, just something to keep active, I guess.
Yeah, anything you can do to stay active is great.
So that's probably a good thing, to stay active, and that keeps you younger, I guess. Is that, I mean, or is that just bad thinking there?
No, I definitely agree. I mean, you hear people use the term use it or lose it, but definitely the patients that I see that try to remain active in some way, if your knees don't allow you to walk, you ride a bike or you swim or something, but doing something to get your heart rate up, doing something to keep your muscles moving can definitely slow what time does to your body and keep you going as best you can.
Yeah, because you see some people who are in their 50s and they're complaining of aches and pains, and then you'll run across somebody in their 70s, 80s, or older, and they look like they don't have a pain in the world, and they're active.
Yeah, and there's different variables with that. There are some people that are just blessed with good genes and didn't get bad knees and hips from their mom and dad or something like that, or didn't have an injury when they were younger. And then there's some people that have just sort of kept up a level of activity. And I've seen people that even though had bad knees or hips on x-ray, still were able to continue to stay functional because they kept at it.
Do you think some people do that, are able to keep at it because they have a higher threshold of pain? They can accept pain more easily or don't even notice it?
I think that's a variable. We do know that a joint that's in motion is a healthier joint. So even if you got a bad-looking x-ray or you've got some wear in certain areas, sometimes staying active kind of keeps that joint a little healthier.
Okay, so what would you suggest? Obviously, I would think the sooner you start this, the better. But we all didn't start it at the right time. What's the ideal for being active and keeping yourself maintained properly, keeping your body in good shape? What's the ideal time to start?
I think the sooner the better, really. There's not an ideal time to start, but if you're not doing anything, now's the time to start something.
Okay.
Trying to make some sort of practice out of it, where if you're not doing it daily, you're doing it a few times a week, just to kind of keep your body and keeps your mind healthy, keeps your, you know, a lot of things feeling better.
So it's never too late.
That's absolutely correct.
So if you're looking for an excuse, you're not going to find it here.
That's right.
Okay. People always seem to want some reason to put it off, but you should not put it off.
Yeah, I would do the best you can to find something. And everybody's body is different. So if you have bad knees, maybe you got to find a low impact exercise, bike or elliptical or swimming or something like that to keep yourself active. But just doing something obviously is better than nothing. But trying to keep that in mind, that the more you use your muscles, the more you can slow the decline of weakness, the more you can keep your body stronger, longer, keep your bones stronger, all those things that we're looking to avoid, sort of wear and tear issues that we have down the road, trying to slow that as much as possible.
So. We are fortunate here in this area because there are so many places that we can go to stay fit. There are gyms all over the place. The city has SportsCom and Patterson Park, which have indoor pools. Those indoor pools offer phenomenal water exercise programs. Gentle joints, I think, is what they call that. And that's especially for people who have arthritis. There's the St. Clair Street Senior Center. The hospital has probably one of the greatest wellness centers that I know of in the area. Phenomenal place. Where should we, if somebody listening right now is not doing anything and they know I need to start today, where should they start? Where do they get some advice? Should they talk to their family practitioner? Should they go to an exercise specialist? What do they do?
Well, I think if you have medical issues, heart issues, diabetes, other things, it's probably a good idea to get a thumbs up from your medicine doctor before starting something too vigorous. Otherwise, either once you've got the thumbs up from your primary care doctor or, you know, you don't have a lot going on medically and want to try something out. You mentioned a lot of great places you can go. I mean, there's plenty of gyms you can get involved with here that have, athletic trainers that you can see. Like you said, a lot of the local things, Patterson Park, SportsCom, they have a lot of inexpensive ways that you can get involved there, swimming, exercise. So we've got some really good resources here in town that you can stay active, and if it's a cold day like this, you can still go inside and get your heart rate up and do something. There's a social aspect to it. There's people there that you can get, there's walking groups and swimming groups and exercise groups, and so just getting out of the house and being around other people can be beneficial as well.
That's a whole new area we haven't even thought about, the social aspect of it. And there's a group, I think, that walks at the Stones River Town Center on a regular basis, and I had not thought about the social aspect and the importance of that. I'm sure there's one at the St. Clair Street Senior Center, too, because that place is charted out for walking. So there's a big social, and that's important.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, I find myself going back and forth with exercise, but you do find yourself when you've done something, you feel like you've accomplished something. And when you've got some other people that you're doing it with, you're outside socializing, it also keeps you accountable. So it's easier to stay on your couch if it's just you. But if you've got somebody else that you're supposed to meet up with, makes you more accountable to be out there and staying active.
How big of a factor, we're in the Southeast. How big of a factor is diet and obesity? Is that a big factor in sports injuries and being in poor shape?
I definitely think there's a wear and tear aspect to it. A lot of people say, well, my knees hurt too bad, so I can't exercise, so I can't lose weight. But studies are showing 70-80% of weight loss is diet and, 20-25% is exercise. So even if you don't have the knees to get out there and walk, all of us can probably figure out ways to change our diet around and just keeping an eye on what we're eating. I'm as guilty as anybody with that, but it's always easier to preach it, harder to practice it. Keeping an eye on what you're eating and it's calories in and calories out. And if you're not burning enough calories keep up with what you're eating, you're going to put on weight, and that's going to be harder on your joints.
Is there a point in your life, age-wise, I guess it would be related to age, that you just don't burn as much calories? So if you're going to lose weight, you need to cut way back.
There's definitely a decrease in our metabolic rate, or sort of our base calorie burning that our bodies do as we get older. And it's, when you're in your 20s, it's much easier to go down and run multiple miles, whereas we get older, maybe can't run as far or can't run at all, and so it's harder to find something to burn the calories. But yet, just in general, our bodies don't burn our calories as quickly as we get older, and so therefore, it becomes more difficult to manage your weight as well.
So how do you learn what your calorie intake should be? I mean, you have to have a feel for that, or you don't know what amount of calories to take in.
Well, I call them a bless and a curse, but we've got these phones that we carry in our pockets all the time. There's all kinds of apps that you can go on and look at that can tell you how many calories for your age and weight that you should be eating in a day. And then you can also set I want to burn a pound a week or 2 pounds a week. And then many of them make it easy to just plug in whatever food you're eating to see how many calories that is. And when I've done that in the past and used an app, it just makes you mindful of what you're putting into your body. And so if you have to plug it in, then you're more likely to think, well, maybe I'm just going to have one cookie instead of six or something like that. So there's all kinds of, like I said, apps to keep track of that. There's, you hear of other brand name diet programs, but just finding something that sort of keeps you accountable to what you're putting into your body and keeping an idea so that you've got an idea of, what you got to burn or whatever.
If we take good care of our body, if we exercise, if we keep things working smoothly, do we reduce our risk of sports injuries?
Yeah, I mean, the healthier a joint is, the stronger your muscles, sort of the more you use a joint, the ligaments and tendons are more compliant. So absolutely, the sort of the health, like I said earlier, sort of a joint in motion is a healthier joint, and so keeping those active does seem to decrease our risks.
All righty, our phone number is 615-893-1450, 615-893-1450. We're going to pause for just a moment and check on the traffic and weather, and when we come back, we'll be at the segment where we take phone calls. So if you've been inspired and have a question dealing with your wellness, give us a shout. Dr. Russell McKissick is with us from Tennessee Orthopedic Alliance, which is easy to find here in town. It's right there on the St. Thomas Rutherford Hospital campus, and they're in the DePaul building. Our phone number, 615-893-1450. We'll be right back, and if you want to text, we do take text as well at that same number. 615-893-1450. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Good Neighbor Talk covers issues you won't hear anywhere else. They're local issues. WGNS, AM, FM, online.
One of our biggest items on the menu has always been our soup at Demas's. The problem that we have had is that people have to wait in long lines when you're not feeling really good to get a soup. So we have created something that we call Soup Express. And it's different kiosks that we have with a separate line to be able to pick up soup, pay for it with a credit card, and take it home right away. The Soup Express is only for our quarts of soup or above, and with no other types of food. Nothing else is just when you want soup, and that's why we call it Soup Express. It's only at Demas's restaurants.
I'd like to mention that Christmas is coming up. Hello, this is Dan Mitchell. If you're shopping for someone special, bring them into the Music World and Drummer's Den. Let them pick out the instrument they want. Santa Claus will get big smiles at Christmas. You'll be happier, they'll be happier. It's a very personal choice what instrument you play. You want to touch it, feel it, hear it. You can't do that online. Come on down to Music World and Drummer's Den across from Indian Hills Golf Course, 2762 South Church Street.
Good morning. Still busy traffic out here, but it's moving fairly decent on 24 westbound here at Amabel Road, up by 840, headed over to Franklin. Williamson County's got a steady flow of traffic. Still looking pretty good out here for the most part now as you continue on 24 towards Nashville. Hey, get the lowest prices on most of your airline tickets. Smart Fare, save you 70% off. Call 1-800-915-2544. I'm Commander Chuck. You're on time traffic.
Thank you, Chuck. What about that Murfreesboro weather? Brought to you by First National Bank of Murfreesboro.
Skies become mostly sunny here this afternoon with a high in the low 30s. North winds are on 15 to 20 miles per hour, gusting as high as 30. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on News Radio WGNS. Currently, it's 23.
Hi, I'm Shelly Rigsby, and I'm the new branch manager of First National Bank of Murfreesboro. There are great things happening at First National Bank on Mercury Boulevard. We understand each of our customers want confidential banking with convenience, and our goal is to make banking easy with a great customer experience. let First National Bank be your first choice. First National Bank of Murfreesboro, 2230 Mercury Boulevard, member FDIC.
All that's news. Your afternoon local news, traffic, and weather update with Matt Lane. Weekday afternoons, 4:40 until all sports talk on News Radio WGNS.
Welcome back. Our phone number is 615-893-1450. We're in the segment where it is your show, so if you have a question or a comment this morning, give us a call. Maybe you have used Tennessee Orthopedic Alliance and it's made a world of difference for you. Maybe you have experienced some of those things we were trying to, get a feel for. Who do you go see when you want to do something to improve your health, do a little exercise, reduce your risk of sports injuries? Our guest this morning, Dr. Russell McKissick with the TOA, Tennessee Orthopedic Alliance, right here at St. Thomas Rutherford Hospital in the DePaul building. If you listen to WGNS on a regular basis, of course, we carry all of the MTSU broadcasts, all the sporting activities. We carry high school sports, been doing that for 70-something years now. And so we're very familiar with TOA. But I think a lot of people don't realize that TOA is the sports area of choice for MTSU, for high schools. They really look to you. Dr. Tommy Johns was the one who got all of that going in such a big way.
Absolutely. I don't think you can mention sports medicine in Murfreesboro without mentioning Dr. Johns. I mean, he was a figurehead for over 40 years here, and he was on the sideline of MTSU football, high school football. Everybody's got a story of a surgery or an encounter or a hug or something from Dr. Johns, and I was blessed to work with him for 11 years, going on 12 years since I've been here, and kind of see him as an example of just putting athletes, putting sports first as much as he can, and just loving on his patients, and just a great example, and what a blessing he was to this community.
Oh, he was a voice of encouragement for so many. I mean, there's nothing worse, especially young athletes who are out there and they have an injury, and this is their life. I mean, what they're doing is their passion, and they see something coming in the way, an injury. And Dr. Johns was always there to say, it'll be all right. We'll work out.
That's right. He had a heart for the athlete, and he wanted to get everybody back on the field and back as quick as they could, that was his passion.
And I've noticed, too, even after he passed away, that spirit of Dr. Johns is still very prevalent at TOA the minute you walk in.
Absolutely. We definitely have a heart for treating our athletes here in town. As you mentioned, we do take care of MTSU athletics, myself and Dr. Jordan and the rest of our team. We've got somebody at the basketball games and somebody at the football games, and just a passion of ours to be out there and help our collegiate athletes. We're out there for our high school athletes as well. We've got somebody on the sideline for, home football games. Many of my partners are helping take care of all of our high schools here in town. And it's just a passion of ours to make sure we're taking care of our community and taking care of our athletes and keeping them on the field as healthy as they can.
All right, we have a text here from a listener who said that they have what they feel is a sports injury, but they're not sure. They say that they're in their mid-40s, and they played high school football as well as just a little bit in college. They didn't make it quite as long, but they've had problems with their knees ever since then, and they're blaming it on that. Is that a sports injury, and is it something they should check with TOA about?
Absolutely. I mean, you can have an injury that from years past that kind of rears its head as we get older, especially if it's something you've been dealing with for that long. We always recommend coming in if your symptoms are starting to interfere with your activities or if you're just kind of tired of dealing with what's going on. But absolutely, that's the type of stuff we love to help people out with.
Okay. Let's talk a little more about sports injuries. You had told us that is a a pretty broad field right now. And anything that deals with increasing your heart rate, try to get it up there so you can be in better shape. That's considered a sports injury.
Yeah, I would think so. I mean, the easy ones to see are the ones you see on TV, you know, our football players or things like that. But it happens all the time on our, on our high schools, people playing at, Murfreesboro Little League basketball and baseball and things like that. So there's a whole different, all different kinds of injuries.
Okay. A parent has asked us here, they say that they are concerned with the head injuries that are getting so much attention in the news media. Is this something really to worry about, that their child does play football and that they're concerned, but they're also thinking that maybe it would extend to other sports as well?
Well, yeah, football head injuries kind of get the big press because it's more of a collision sport, but I've seen head injuries and concussions in all different sports. So, yes, as much as that's a parent's concern, that's a physician's and trainer's and coach's concern as well. And in the 12 years I've been here, I've seen a big change in sort of how we treat and diagnose concussions. It used to be when I first got here, if you thought somebody had a concussion and then a few minutes later they were better, you put them back on the field. And now we want to make sure that, a concussion is a brain injury. We want to make sure that people have had time to recover before they're back out there again. I wouldn't go so far as to say, don't do collision athletics or things like that, but it is one of those things that if you're concerned that you or your child or somebody has a concussion, whether it happened on a football field or, you hit your head, riding your four-wheeler or something like that, make sure you get that checked out. And we've got some good physicians here in town that are that's sort of their passion is to see patients that have concussion injuries and diagnose those and get people back to their sport as quickly and as safely as possible.
I guess the biggest example of that particular illness or injury would be Muhammad Ali. Everybody who is of a certain age, baby boomers mainly, would remember him and know that he was a sharp person. But over the years, through constant fights, the shaking of his head and everything, he lost it. And that is the fear that I think a lot of people have. Is this a cumulative injury that gets worse with time? Or if you wait a while before you jump back into the, whatever athlete is, whatever they're doing, if you wait a while and let that concussion or whatever it might be improve, do you reduce the risk of having it become something major like Ali had?
I think you reduce the risk of if you let yourself heal from a concussion, you reduce the risk of that being a more lingering or a long-term problem. We think that there is a cumulative, the more concussions you have, the more likely you might have some problems down the road. You think of boxing, though. The goal of boxing is to knock somebody out, which is essentially a severe concussion, so that's what's happening every time they're boxing. Whereas football, you see it, but it's not necessarily something that's, every play, every time. We're looking for safer ways to, safer helmets, safer ways to practice. Some of the coaches cut back on the amount of collisions that are happening during practice, padding on the helmets. Here in Rutherford County, we do testing of our athletes before the season to do a baseline of sort of what their mental status is before. And then if there's a concern for a concussion, we can review those tests and make sure you're back to your baseline before you're back to back out on the field again.
Good morning. You're on WGNS with Dr. Russell McKissick. How are you today?
I'm fine. How are you?
Doing great. Thank you.
I would just like to know, I have been offered steroid injections, but I don't know what the effect will be on bones or joints.
Okay. What is the reason that they offered them to you? Was it an injury of some sort?
Well, I won't call it old age, but I'm only 68 years old, and I don't really understand what steroids would do for me to take advantage of a situation. And the person that offered me the injections told me that he does it to himself about four times a year, and he was a medical doctor. So I just wonder if steroids are beneficial, or if it is in a test process to see if it does help.
Okay, well, let's find out. Thank you for calling.
Thank you.
That is, we've heard a lot of negatives about steroids, but I think that term has changed. That feeling has changed, hasn't it?
It depends on your term. So if there are, you know, if you're taking steroids long-term for a medical issue, you know, by mouth or whatever, there are some long-term risks to taking those. A steroid injection in a joint, we use those pretty routinely for arthritic joints or something that's inflamed. As the caller said, you know, there are some risks to doing that. Some studies are showing that many years of cumulative steroid injections could maybe accelerate wear in a joint. So we try to use them sparingly. We try to use them, try to spread them out. He mentioned the other the physicians doing it four times a year, so usually 3 or 4 months between injections. Sometimes we're using this in a patient that's already got a joint that's fairly worn out anyway, and try to maybe put off or hold off a joint replacement or something like that. If your joint's already worn to the level where you've got to have a knee replacement, you can't really make it worse than that. And if it, you know, if it helps you with your pain, then and keeps you going and puts you off of surgery, you know, maybe that's beneficial. So you know, there are some risks to the injection. You know, we use them fairly routinely, though. It's not something to really avoid, you know, for those reasons. But they are, it's putting a medication that helps with inflammation into the joint. So it helps with pain. It doesn't fix cartilage. It doesn't help things grow or heal. So it's just doing something, you know, putting the medication where the problem is, and to help you with your pain. And so that's the main reason to do it. But to think that doing a steroid injection is going to help a joint heal or something like that, that's not necessarily the case, but it can definitely help you with your pain.
I had the feeling he was looking at it as a potentially negative approach, and I'm thinking he was thinking negative because if you go back a few years, weren't there athletes that had injections of steroids to increase their strength and things of that sort, or is that a word?
Well, that's true, but we're talking about two different types of steroids. So
okay,
anabolic
but the
steroids,
word's the same.
Yeah. And anabolic steroids are what you use to grow muscle, and that's what you get tested for that's not legal. And then we have types of steroids which are help with inflammation, you know, sort of like putting an ibuprofen in your knee joint, a little more stronger than that, but similar thought process is that it helps with inflammation. So different type of steroid.
Good morning. You're on WGNS with Dr. Russell McKissick. How are you today?
I'm great. How are you?
Doing fine.
I'd like to know the doctor's opinion on stem cell injections.
Okay.
And I'll hang up and listen.
All righty. Thank you.
So stem cell injections, it's kind of a new thing that we're looking at. Stem cells are cells in the body that kind of, for a better lack of term, don't kind of know what kind of cell they are yet. And so you can get those from your fat, you can get those from your blood, and then there's other types that you can get, but those are kind of the two common areas. The thought process is you take those, take the blood or the fat, you spin that down, you take some of those stem cells and you put them in a portion, in an area of your body, and hopefully those go in there and recognize, that maybe there's a lack of cartilage here and would grow cartilage. That's the hope. We're not really seeing that that happens. There are some studies that are showing that they can help with pain. The downside of a stem cell injection is that insurance doesn't cover them, and they can be very expensive. And so in my practice, we've used them. Well, I've used them occasionally, but I've seen them advertised for use of arthritis and things like that. I can't argue with people having the injection and saying to make their knee feel better, but I don't think we really have any studies showing that you should have this injection that you're going to regrow cartilage. And so I've seen patients with severe arthritis that, you know, didn't see a whole lot of improvement with that. There are some studies show that they can help with joint pain, but as for something that's truly going to regrow something in your body, we're not there yet.
Our phone number is 615-893-1450. If you have a question or a comment, you can talk or text, whichever you prefer, on that one number, 615-893-1450. And a listener says that they've taken up kickboxing, that this is a very popular sport, and they have several outlets here in Murfreesboro that allow you to do kickboxing. Are there any dangers of injuries in kickboxing?
I have seen some kickboxing injuries. It's not something that comes into my office every day. You know, you're twisting on your knee, you're forcefully moving joints. You know, then there are some kickboxing where you're just kickboxing against a punching bag versus kickboxing against someone else. You go back to head injuries and you worry about kicking someone's head and injuring that. But I think it's kind of with any sport, you know, you go out there and try it and see how it does. And as long as you're doing it correctly and using the correct form, I think the likelihood of injury is fairly low. I can't say you won't get injured at all, but I think it's lower likelihood than some of our other sports that are out there.
With most sports, is it the protective gear that you have that can reduce your long-term injuries so you can enjoy the sports, enjoy the camaraderie of it, and reduce your risk of injuries? Is that the secret of everything?
I don't know that that's necessarily true. I mean, you know, you for sure, if you're doing some sort of boxing or something where you're going to have, you know, something where you're going to have injury to your head, protecting your head is definitely important, whether that's kickboxing or martial arts or football. You know, wearing a knee brace when you're playing sports may or may not prevent an injury in your knee. It could help you with pain if your knee's a little sore and things like that. You know, I'm sure some padding, if you were doing martial arts or kickboxing, can help decrease, you know, some of the pain from the blows. But, you know, if you have a violent injury to your knee, there's really not necessarily something that's going to 100% keep you from tearing your ACL or something like that if the wrong thing happens at the right time.
Okay, here's a listener who says that they're not sure that this might be qualified as a sports injury, but they've really gotten into mountain biking, especially with the Murfreesboro Park's new mountain bike trail that they have over at Barfield Park. What should they do? Is that a potential sports injury area, and is there something that somebody who's interested in that area should be concerned about or should be doing?
Yeah, I think that's a great outlet. You know, it goes back to my definition. If you're getting your heart rate up, you're kind of opening yourself up to sports injuries. You know, you did mention you know, protective gear. You definitely, if you're going to be on a mountain bike, you should be wearing a helmet. You know, but otherwise, just being careful, knowing your limits on the bike, starting easy and working your way up. But that's a good way to. Do good exercise, get your heart rate up, not necessarily having a whole lot of impact on your joints. Like if you were trying to do long distance running, you just got to be careful if you're going up and down hills and over boulders and things like that, that you do have, you know, do have the potential to fall. And so make sure you start at your skill level and work your way up, because there's easy mountain bike trails and there's hard ones, and just stay at your level and work your way up slowly. So I think the biggest risk on a bike is falling off of it, and so that's just making sure you're staying within your with your abilities.
And from what your description is, it sounds like that would almost fit any definition of sports. Start at the level that you're qualified for, or that you feel. Don't start at the top. I mean, don't exert yourself and try something you really should not do, that you don't know how to do.
Absolutely. There's all kinds of overuse injuries where I see, you know, after the first of the year, somebody's going to take up running, and they start out and start running 3 miles a day, and they haven't run in 6 months, and they get stress fractures and things like that. So you definitely want to work your way up and work your way into things. And I think if you do that and allow your body to get used to the new sport you're participating in, you're much less likely to get injured.
Our phone number is 615-893-1450. We're talking about sports injuries, more than what you thought. Huh? Right? Yeah, absolutely. Dr. Russell McKissick is with us from Tennessee Orthopedic Alliance, And they are so easy to find. They're in the DePaul building right there on the campus of St. Thomas Rutherford Hospital here in town. The phone number, and we're going to be on the air for the next 8 or 10 minutes. So if you have a question or a comment, talk or text, whichever you prefer, 615-893-1450.
Overnight, Good Neighbor Talk turns to UFOs, aliens, the unknown. It's Coast to Coast AM overnight every night on WGNS, Murfreesboro.
This is Kim Dunaway from Sunshine Nutrition Center. You hear me on Monday mornings at 7:20 talking about how to lead a healthier lifestyle. We carry supplements, personal care, and grocery items at both our Murfreesboro and Smyrna locations, family owned and operated since 1989.
If only I could spend my whole paycheck on new tires.
Said no one ever. Which is why Bud's Tire Pros makes buying Michelin tires simpler. Allison Mitchell at Bud's Tire Pros says that they offer a straightforward approach to service, and they include a nationwide warranty with every purchase.
We're your one-stop shop for all your automotive needs, including alignments, oil changes, brake service, engine repair, and much more.
Stop by today to see their full lineup of Michelin tires. For whatever you drive, Michelin has a tire to fit any need. Tire Pros, hassle-free guaranteed. Visit BudsTireProsTN.com.
Bell Jewelers, celebrating our 140th year in business.
This is Greg Tidwell at Bell Jewelers. My grandfather was a jeweler, and then my father became a jeweler, and then my sister and I became jewelers, and we have another generation that's coming in behind us that are going to gemology school and finishing their college degrees so we can carry on the Murfreesboro tradition for many years to come.
Bell Jewelers here in Murfreesboro.
Skies become mostly sunny here this afternoon with a high in the low 30s. North winds around 15 to 20 miles per hour, gusting as high as 30. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on News Radio WGNS. Currently, it's 23.
Hot and humid weather. Stay ahead of the game with an air conditioning tune-up from Precision Air. A tune-up's an affordable way to ensure your system's ready for the cooling season. Precision Air, celebrating 25 years of service. Call Precision Air, 615-834-3777. Online at precisionairtn.com.
Now, more than ever, start your mornings with WGNS. The Action Line with Bart Walker. Weekdays at 8:10. Truman Jones is on weekday mornings at 9 on WGNS.
Just a few minutes left, so don't let the time slip away if you have an urgent question. You know, that's the thing. A lot of people have questions, and they are reluctant to call in. Well, you can text it to us. We're not going to identify you or anything. But the questions that you have are probably the same questions somebody else has. There's never a bad question. Our phone number is 615-893-1450. Dr. Russell McKissick with us from the Tennessee Orthopedic Alliance, and that's right here in town over in the DePaul building at St. Thomas Rutherford Hospital. Let me ask you this. If a person has an injury and they know it is a sports-related injury, and that definition has broadened this morning with you saying it's anything that if you try to get your heart rate up, should they call your office directly, or do they need to be referred to you through their regular doctor? How does that work?
Sure. Well, I mean, there's many different ways. I mean, the simple thing is to call our office, and we can tell you if your insurance requires a referral. That's an insurance thing, whether or not you can come right in or have to have a referral from your primary care doctor. We've got a walk-in clinic that's available most days until 8 o'clock and then Sunday afternoons. Something's really bad. We've got a great emergency room at St. Thomas Rutherford. You know, if you've got obvious deformity or you have something really bad going on, go straight there and get checked out there. And one of us is on call there too. So we got lots of different ways to get in to see us. That's right.
Now, I didn't realize you had a walk-in clinic. Tell us about that.
Yeah, we just started that this summer, and it's been a great opportunity. And so, obviously you can call in and make appointments and schedule things, but now our doors are open, 8 to 8 weekdays and Saturdays, and then Sundays 12 to 5. So, yeah, we've got a PA available or a physician, depending on what time you come in, to get in and get worked up and get x-rays. And then if you need to see a physician, we can get you in to see one of us really quickly.
Here's another text from a listener. They say, how important is it to stretch before any type of sports activities, and how does it help prevent injuries, stretching?
Yeah, I think, you know how you feel in the morning when you first get out of bed, everything's kind of stiff and sore. Well, if you get out there and try to run right away, those muscles haven't had a chance to loosen up. It may be a little more likely to injure them. So stretching things out, sort of getting those muscles warmed up and getting some blood flow to them so that they're a little more ready for your sporting activity is always better.
Here's another question. This person says, I have worked on my feet for all of my life, and at this point I just don't have any cushions in my feet, only skin and bones, and it's very painful. What can be done about this?
Unfortunately, as we get older, with the cushion, normal cushion we have on the bottom of our foot kind of wears away over time. The simple thing is making sure you're in good cushioned shoes. Sometimes those aren't the most trendy or best looking shoes, but finding a good athletic shoe that provides good cushion. We've got quite a few different places here in town that are good resources to do that. There's shoe inserts that you can try, whether those are over the counter or custom, to again just do whatever you can to provide some cushion to those feet if your God-given cushion's wearing away.
Let me ask you this. We have about a minute left in the program, and before we leave, I want to give you a chance to share anything, any advice that you have to listeners. You've got a feel of the questions that are in the public right now. What would you say to them to lead a healthier life, less pain, and just be more productive? What should they be doing right now?
I think you need to find a way for your body, and it's different for everybody, to stay active, and whether that's walking, swimming, something to get out there, because we know that the age-related decline that we have in our bodies can be slowed with exercise, whether that's weakness, strength. You can regain balance at any age. So find something that works for you. Get off the couch and get out there and do something, and find something you enjoy. And I think in the end, you're going to be glad you did it.
All righty. So with the aging of America and today's 60 being today's 40 and things of that sort, people are wanting to stay younger longer. I guess the thing you're saying is don't overdo it, though. Don't jump in there too soon, because it'll go the wrong way for you.
Absolutely. And that's why we're here for you.
All right. Thank you very much for being with us this morning. And by the way, I want to mention this. If any of you have just tuned in late and you thought, he hit part of a question of something that's interesting to me, but I didn't hear all the show. Remember, on this show and all of our other shows, you can go to our website, WGNSradio.com, and the show is there in the podcast format. You can listen to it as many times as you want, and any time that you want, even in the middle of the night if you're inclined to do that. Hey, thank you very much for joining us today. Dr. Russell McKissick, our guest. We've been talking about sports injuries. He is with Tennessee Orthopedic Alliance right here in town over at St. Thomas Rutherford Hospital, and that's in the DePaul building. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Truman's next, right here on your good neighbor station, WGNS. We'll see you tomorrow. Hey, have a great day.